It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
It was a crazy, hectic morning in here today.
It sure was.
Wow. We had segments we had to produce. We had interviews. We had concert announcements. We have an auction going on.
I got auctions.
Didn't get to piss until just now.
Oh, I have to piss. I'm sorry.
Those are busy mornings when there's no time to even go to the bathroom.
Nope.
So why don't we just get into it pretty quickly here, Shauna, if you're cool with that.
I am.
We're going to talk about another thing you can't look cool doing. We've had some cheap stories this week from cheap friends of ours. This is more of like a cheap good deed.
It's like the Robin Hood of cheap, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Terry of the Month nominee. Another Frig, Marry, Kill. Our favorite song is about hockey. That and more after your Out of Context clip.
You want a road beer?
Slap my ass.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I passed the World Beer House yesterday, Beckler.
Beer House.
Beer
H-A-U-S.
House. H-A-U-S. And I cannot not say it out loud like that.
No.
I can't ever say it the normal way.
Beer Just House. Like that Kinder House, yep. That kindergarten
house. So many houses house. Around here. And yeah, every time now, it's forever ruined. That's how we all have to say houses when it's
Beer House.
H-A-U-S. You think that they maybe want us to do an ad for them? Because I think we could.
Like we did for Kinder
Absolutely,
House?
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know if they want to or not, but they're getting one.
Yeah, they are.
Beer House.
It's Beer House.
World Beer House.
It's the World Beer House. Do you want to pour my pint?
I will pour your pint.
Put it in my glass.
Pour it in my mouth.
It's the Beer House.
Don't even let touch my lips.
No, how many beer? How do I choose?
Straight down my throat.
My ale or lager or a fruit beer? Do you want a fruit beer?
Slap my ass. Spit in my mouth.
I have to whiz.
World Beer House. Ow, 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 ow. House, 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 house. Beer, 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 beer.
Whiz, whiz, whiz.
I'll have another beer.
Beer House.
I'll have two more.
So many beers.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about how our friend JJ Shiplett, who's a singer based in Calgary here, released a song on his new album where out of nowhere he takes a shot at the Leafs and their cup drought.
Although I was thinking, is he a Leafs fan?
He might be, because is he originally from Ontario?
I think he's at least, okay. I think we've bonded over it before, which makes it even funnier, because, I mean, we all as Leafs fans, oh yeah, like that's what we do, man.
But I thought you and I, Shauna,
yeah,
could put together a list of our favorite songs that reference hockey.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Because there are quite a few.
There's a lot.
Especially, like, I don't know how many the Hip has. They have lots.
Yeah, yeah.
But we got 10 here, I think, together.
Yeah.
And I think we're probably going to all agree on what number one should be.
Yes.
But why don't you start us off at number 10, Shauna?
Okay. Jumping at number 10, I'm going to go with this one. This was actually a pick from my boyfriend, Cliff.
Big hockey guy.
Big hockey guy, works in hockey. So not what I would have chosen, but the Zambonis.
Hey, I want to drive the Zamboni.
Yep. Very pointed, and that was his pick. So.
There would be places in the world where they wouldn't even know what that meant.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, for number 9...
Guess who sucked? The Jets were lousy anyway.
Oh, yeah.
The Weaker Thans in One Great City.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, it's the only reference, I think, to hockey in that song. And I was trying to think if the Weaker Thans make any other hockey references, because they sing a lot about Canadiana.
Totally.
One of my favorite bands ever. But
Speaking of the Hip, this is one of my favorite Hip tunes, Fireworks.
You said you didn't give a
lots of references to hockey in that song.
The 72 Summit Series, Paul Henderson's goal, Bobby Orr.
Absolutely.
Of course, the Hip. Propagandhi wrote a song all about Ron McLean and Don Cherry. It's called Dear Coach's Corner.
Oh.
Dear Ron McLean, I wouldn't bother with these questions.
It's also a great song.
Totally. The Dudes, of course.
Oh.
We're equals here.
So many hockey references in that song. Like,
so many.
I feel like they wrote that song specifically to get on Hockey Night in Canada.
Probably.
Because, I mean, they talk about the Jets going back to Winnipeg. My favorite line in the song is, in my dreams, the Nordiques get back their team and win the cup in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Which didn't happen, of course.
Nope, nope.
But they reference, like, a specific rink in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite songs ever by Hawksley Workman.
Oh,
So that song is all about a painting that Andy Warhol made of Wayne Gretzky. And it's not the only song on our list about how sexy Wayne Gretzky is.
Nope, jumping right into this one. And this is hilarious because Darren Pfeiffer from Goldfinger used to work at The Edge, a radio station I worked at in Toronto. And one day we sat around and we were at a party and he started playing the song on the guitar. And so it just really sold
Wayne
it.
Wayne Gretzky, the only man I'd have sex with, Wayne Gretzky.
Okay, and then we can just jump ahead here.
I wonder what he looks like naked. I wonder what it would be like to have sex with the great one.
I mean, really, we all ask.
Odd that there are two songs on this list about how good-looking Wayne Gretzky
well,
is.
Well, come on. He is the pinnacle. Mm-hmm.
Well, changing gears, Tom Cochran's Big League. And that song has been used, I think, for like sports in general, but yeah. It's specifically about hockey. And I believe the story was that a dad told Tom this story before one of his shows about how his son was a prospect and had been killed.
Right.
Yeah. So it's actually a really sad song, but yeah. It is. Yeah. It's all about a hockey player.
And then, of course, we can't forget 50 Mission Cap by the Hip. And then they get into how the Leafs haven't won the Cup. And this is,
yeah.
But yeah.
They didn't win another till 1962.
The year he was discovered.
Yep. And of course, number one.
All the girl hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Did I tell you I have beef with that song, though?
No.
So in the last verse, he says, because the verses are periods, right? Yes. First period. He says, third period. Last game of the playoffs too. I was like, you just slid that in there in the third verse. You didn't let us know from the beginning that this was like the Cup final,
right?
Game seven.
Mm-hmm.
Just oh yeah. By the way,
yeah.
I would have been more invested like, in the game.
Footnote. No, yeah. The whole song, still. In fact. Yeah. Now we have to listen again.
Those are your top 10 songs about hockey.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I've got another Frig Mary Kill for you, Beckler.
Let's do it.
Okay, this one's Landmarks.
Okay.
So here's the questions for you. Which landmark do you love? Which one do you hate or think is underwhelming? And what landmark do you think is the most significant in the world?
Oh.
That's kind of the spin on the last one here.
I like this.
Okay, it's deep.
I like this.
So let's jump into it. Which landmark do you love?
Well, I...
You can go anyway with this. This is always kind of talking through the process as well.
Sure. So, it could be man-made. It could be natural.
Yeah,
it could be...
Totally.
I have always, since I was little, been fascinated by really tall skyscrapers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Burj Khalifa as my favorite.
Yeah.
And it's tough because, I mean, it's... You know, there's a lot of controversy around, like, its construction and that. And, and even, you know, a friend of mine was there not that long ago, and he had a couple drinks up on the observation deck, and it was, like, $200-some. Or so. It was insanely expensive. So it represents that, which I don't like.
Totally.
But it's so impressive. Like, I haven't seen it in person.
No.
But it's so impressive, and it's so much bigger than, like, the next tallest building, and has been since it was completed in 2007.
Yeah.
Like, it's an incredible...
It's a feat in many ways.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Burj Khalifa, I think.
And that was up there for me as well. The other one is the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because that's one that when I saw in real life was so much more impressive than even the photos and stuff of it. And even those photos are impressive. And then you see it in real life and you're like, this is insane. And I spent a good chunk of time there. So that was one of those that
I've flown over
seen.
It. I've never seen it from the ground. But
yes, it's crazy. When you see it in real life, it's just like, this is hard to fathom. So I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you hate or think is underwhelming? Could go either way.
I was underwhelmed by the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
But only because, I mean, we didn't go out close to it.
Fair.
You could see it kind of from Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's it.
That it?
Then again, I didn't arrive on a boat to Ellis Island as a new immigrant to the United States and see it representing liberty. So maybe it's different, but I mean, there are so many statues around the world that are way taller than the Statue of Liberty.
Exactly.
And Liberty's mostly plinth anyways. It's mostly plinth. So yeah, okay. Underwhelming Statue of Liberty.
I've heard the Leaning Tower of Pisa
is underwhelming.
Is underwhelming. Okay. So I have no desire to ever see that. The Mona Lisa I did see, and it was super underwhelming.
Mm, I've heard that.
Because it's so, first of all, so small, and it's now protected by 17 layers of glass and then stanchions. And so by all you can see is like a glare off. You can't even see her smile. You know, you can't see anything about you're really, it's a glare of glass is what you're staring at. You're like, beautiful.
I've heard that about the Mona Lisa.
And then it's so crowded in there that you're like, cool. So I looked for 1 second and was like, everything, there's this massive painting right behind a mural.
Yeah, it's like 30 feet,
isn't
it? On
the other wall. That is way more impressive. So, yeah, that was extremely underwhelming. Okay. And what landmark do you think is the most significant?
I think it's got to be the pyramids.
Yeah.
The Great Pyramid of Giza.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was the tallest building for 2,000, 3,000 years or something, maybe longer.
Yeah.
And people still today, like, they think aliens might have built it. It's like, it's captured our imagination for 5,000 years or however old it is.
Yeah. Although it's funny because I've heard a lot of people say that that is now an experience that's kind of ruined as well.
Too many tourists.
Yeah. And they say there's all these like shops that now have kind of popped up and just ruined the landscape a little bit. And then kids trying to rob you and all kinds of while you're walking on your camel.
Okay. So maybe the experience.
But I still want to go. I'd still love to see it.
In terms of like what it represents for humanity and everything, it's there's nothing really like it, is there?
No. And I still want to ride a camel around it. I know that that's the most touristy thing you can do. And
buy some souvenirs, get pickpocketed.
Spit on. Yeah, I want it all.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was watching the Blue Jays game yesterday, and Buck Martinez, great commentator that we all love and love to make fun of, only a little bit because he has a very unique voice. Anyway, he was talking about bodies in Beckler.
Men's bodies?
Men's bodies. We always love hearing a good body. So I just, I have this for you, this clip. Here you go.
He's got some power. Hit 18 home runs as a rookie and 16 more last year.
That's Dan Stolman.
Yeah, he's physically talented, obviously. He's got a great body. And if
just listen to that.
He's physically talented, obviously. He's got a great body. And if
great baddie.
Couldn't even tell which was me and which was him.
No, you like exactly like that. That was amazing.
He's physically talented, obviously. He's got a great body.
Yep, still has marbles in his mouth as well, but
he's physically talented, obviously. He's got a great body and if great body.
Such a good body.
That is a good body.
That's a real good body. I was thinking that maybe we should do a body supercut. Because we've brought up a few weird bodies and songs recently, and we have a truck supercut of all the trucks. So
I'm down with that.
Maybe, and I tossed this one in. I know it's not a song, but I just, for now, I'm going to toss in his body as well. So we only have a couple because we just started this. But
body.
So that's what we got.
Well, that will grow over
that
time.
Will grow.
I'm really looking forward to
this
that.
This is very, very, this is the first one from 2 days of bodies. But
let me see if I can get this clip because I think you have to include.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, man.
I'm it's coming up. That's fine. But just one more time.
Body.
Body.
Body. You got that body.
Or, and that's really, and then the drawn out.
Body.
Yeah, lots of different ways of saying body.
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 Here's the one I'm looking for. Okay. I think I found it.
He's 6'5 measured.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. And he's 305. Those measurements right there are, he's got good girth. He's got a good looking body. He's got a body.
A great,
it's a real body. It's not a, he's got no flab on him. He's a real good looking guy. It's what you want.
Okay, so add those bodies to our supercut as well. Do you have that supercut in body?
Yep. Oh, let's do her.
Body. Body.
Body.
Body. Body.
And then we're going to add that with
she's got a body.
Body.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
A bunch of people started messaging us with other songs that say body weird.
Yep.
So we're going to have a pretty good list.
We sure are.
One that I don't think got mentioned, Shauna, but you got to add to it is John Mayer's Your Body is a Wonderland.
Oh, of course.
Body is a Wonderland.
Says it weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this supercut when it's all finished. So
totally.
If you come across anybody saying body weird, please let us know about it.
Please do.
We'll throw it on the cut.
Yeah.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast is brought to you by Shane Holmes, where you can put your body.
That was good.
In the bodies of your family.
I'm looking up the John Mayer song right now to add it to the supercut. Yeah, I'm very excited for it.
First, you should decide what part of the city your body wants to reside in, and then hit up ShaneHolmes.com to learn about the different neighborhoods they build in and the floor plans and types of houses that are available
for your
in
body.
Those neighborhoods for your
body.
Body.
Body. Learn more at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to body build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Sam from our video department in our weekend show submitted this Terry of the Month to us.
Fantastic.
Barstool Sports posted this guy, and it said that he's at Indy. So it must be last year's Indy 500, because the Indy 500 is coming up in May.
Yeah.
It's not this year's. But I'll just play the clip for you of this Terry.
I started drinking at 6 a.m. We're here now. I don't know what time it is, but I'm rolling deep. And those cars are going real fast and real left, son. They're going fast and left. Yeah.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
So at a motorsports event like that,
it's almost, all Terry's.
Almost everybody could be a Terry of the month.
For sure.
And then to rise above, shine through, to be more, to be a Terry in a sea of Terry, in a sea of gourds. Really.
Beautiful. Yeah, you're right.
That really takes something.
That and really does.
This gentleman has managed that.
I want to be with him right now. Like, I'm just like, you are having a great time. I need to be part of this.
He's very excited about how fast the cars will be going and how left they will be going.
Yeah.
They're turning just left.
Hard left.
So mm-hmm. real fast and real left, son. He said, and then his Terry woo at the end.
That's like, yeah. Oh man, that's good.
Like you just can't find that.
Nope.
If you aren't a Terry.
Absolutely
that
not.
Comes from years of hard living.
Yes,
of
it just does.
Terry living to be able to reach deep and get that.
Oh man, that's beautiful.
Terry of the Month nominee right there.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
This is kind of cheap week on X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna. We've chatted about a couple real, real cheap people.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of days.
In fact, friend of the show, Patrick, reached out to me and he was like, the stories you've told this week aren't just cheap. They're like, you're talking about con men.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like
definitely
stealing.
Yeah. Yeah. Pushing the limits for sure.
Yep.
So one of our friends, though, who is a cheap man who we talk about lots, the cheapest man we know, he had another story for me. But this one is, there's kind of a good spin to it as well. Like, he's kind of the Robin Hood of cheap in this story. So I wanted to pass this along as kind of a redeeming story. So he was at a grocery store recently, and I guess they had a certain style of chicken wing that was 50% off. So, of course, cheap man,
he's
radar goes
it.
Beep, beep, right to the 50% off. And he goes and he starts loading up. And then as he peruses the store, of course, what he always does is checks all of those coupon hangers.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's like random coupon things spread throughout the store. So he will always look at those because more deals, right? And he takes a bunch no matter if he needs them or not, because that's what he does. And so in another part of the store, very hidden, he then found a buy one, get one free for that chicken wing that was 50% off. He looked at that.
Surely there's some fine print that says cannot be combined with any other offer.
No. And or if there is, he somehow, of course, finds a way to, argue that. So he took those coupons and he was so excited. And then he went back and he loaded up, of course, with a whole bunch more chicken wings. Not only that, though, he took all the coupons and he stood by the chicken wing boxes. And for anybody that was coming by, he told everybody about this sweet deal. And gave them all the coupons and handed them out to everybody and said, look, this is great. You can get these chicken wings that are normally, let's say, $13 for like $2.
So at a time when we're all being absolutely greased by the cost of everything.
Yes.
Does that gesture make up for some of the unethical, borderline illegal things that he's done?
You know, I mean, it's a start, Beckler. Like, I think that if I was at the grocery store and this man told me about this sweet deal and he brought those coupons over, I would really appreciate that.
You'd be grateful, wouldn't you?
You would.
I'd be grateful, too.
And you save, again, like 10, 13 bucks a box per person. How much money did he save these people throughout that day, giving out all those coupons?
At a time when we can all use those
savings. Yeah, and as a cheap man, you'd think maybe he'd steal all the coupons for himself and then take them out of all of their chicken wings, but instead, he spread the wealth to everybody else, and apparently lots of people were grateful. So
okay,
yeah,
so
the cheap Robin Hood or something, stealing from the
there's a heart in there
grocery store people and
it's
handing
a cheap
it out
heart,
to
but
the Calgary. Yes.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
A couple other things you can't look cool doing to add to our running list.
Yes.
The first was from friend of the show Fred. He said you can't look cool looking for your car in a parking lot if you've lost it. Nobody looks cool.
Nope.
When you're just like hitting the button and you got that dumb look on your face as you look around and you walk up. Was it here?
Not this row.
Yeah.
Let's try the next row.
And then your other option is to set off the alarm, which makes you look even less cool. So tough situation.
Nope. I
can't
agree
look
with
cool
that
doing that.
Nope.
Even Lenny Kravitz looking for his very cool car couldn't look cool. And then my wife McKenna, she said she went into the change room at the gym the other day and she caught a woman taking a selfie in the mirror. And that is very uncomfortable.
Nope.
You can't look cool doing that either.
You can't. No, definitely not. Some people are shameless, I find, at the gyms, though. They just, they don't care. You're like, okay,
oh, yeah,
right on. Good for you.
So, you know I can see you, right?
Yeah. They just don't care. They're beyond that. So, I mean, it makes you look a little cooler, I guess, if you don't care. You just have
Do you think given so? Up.
A little bit. I prefer that to the ones who do it slyly and then you get caught in the, oh, no, pretending they didn't. And I'm like, I saw you. And so I just keep staring at them. I saw.
I think you can't look that. Cool. Like taking a selfie in any situation, no. Filming yourself.
I know.
I mean, the videos that you and I have had to do where we shoot like in public, I'm dying the whole time.
Yep.
I'm so embarrassed.
I know. And that's with other people filming. Whereas if it's you, it's...
If you're filming yourself...
Yeah, it sucks.
I know. Like anytime you see a viral video where someone's like, you know, filming themselves in public, you think, okay, regardless of whether or not you enjoyed the video.
There's quite a few of those in my building that. And they're shameless. Like they'll walk around and just like be outside and filming themselves. I'm like, uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I
always just try and crash their videos. I walk like purposely just kind of behind them, really ruin it. Sorry.
Pull your ass out.
My bad.
I could never be a YouTuber for that reason. No. Like one of these big YouTubers that, I would die. Like you said, you have to shed all shame.
Get over it, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I stumbled across this ad on a marketplace, Beckler, for a bunch of books this woman is selling off. And they reveal quite a bit about the woman herself to the point I was just like, wow, I don't know if I would be so bold as to just display these books all in one and sell them off. Let me just read you some of the titles, okay? Love Will Find You, The Marriage Plan, Calling in the One, Being Single in a Couple's World, Why Can't I Fall in Love, Chicken Soup for the Single Soul, Love Has Forgotten No One, A Return to Love, Law of Attraction.
Oh, no.
That's only some of them. There was like, I want to say 30 books.
Oh,
I was just
woman,
like, oh, no.
She wants to be in love.
She really wants to be in love. And I was just like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Like, do I reach out? And I'm like, all right. The good news is this. I was thinking, she's selling them all off now. So does this
I
mean
wondered the same thing.
She found love.
Maybe. She's like, I don't need these anymore.
And that's why she's
the books
so proud.
Worked.
Yes.
I'm going to give them to somebody else and hopefully they can find love.
That's what I'm hoping happened. Maybe.
I hope it's that and not a more darker possibility.
I know that she just finally gave up.
Yeah.
She's been holding on to all these books for so long. She's like, I've given up on love. Here are my books.
Some of those titles are pretty on the nose, aren't they? What was the
Lordy.
One?
Well, there's Why Can't I Fall in Love?
That's what I was like, oh boy.
Okay. There was one, though, about being a mom and finding new love. So perhaps she was in love and then now she's just trying to find more love. And then again, hopefully she's found her second love. Oh, I was just like, it wasn't anonymous. Her name was, I was like, okay. I don't know if I would have the gonads to do that.
You should send her a message and say.
Or the lady cave, I suppose.
I'm not interested in the books,
just
but are you
in
okay?
On you. Yeah. I was going to say, did you find love? And if so, please tell me your love story because this is a good ending to all this. If not.
Because she put in the work, didn't she? If she found love, she put in the work. You can't blame her for not trying.
When you think about the 30 books or so she had there, she spent thousands probably on finding love. So I hope that it worked.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative. X92.9, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at X92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.